Marketing Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
Well, I never.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. I will be called worse. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. I thought I was the ultimate tool. Welcome to July. Now give us a call like Jeff did. He called 888-RADIO-30, and now we're dishing his beautiful listing because I love this helmet. It's so hip.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and
it's
I want to say something about spoiler. I just looked it up. You may want to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Okay, because I just put in what is a helmet spoiler. Bell's rear spoilers are designed to help improve the overall aerodynamic performance of the helmet.
Oh.
So it's a plastic thing that fits, I think, inside, so you better be careful.
Or on the back.
Yeah.
Like a spoiler on the front of a car.
Yeah.
Or the back of a car. Oh, yeah, I know what that is. Oh, okay, so your head doesn't fly off.
The spoiler is available in clear and attaches with aggressive double-sided adhesive. If yours doesn't have that in it, you should take out spoiler.
It's aggressive?
Yes.
Adhesive?
Have a person like there with you to help if
something
goes wrong.
It's a bottle of glue that says, hey, get over here and put me on your helmet. I said now! Well, you're rather aggressive.
So you can actually buy a rear spoiler kit, a helmet spoiler kit.
Right.
Combats helmet lift.
Helmet lift?
I don't know.
Oh, helmet lift. Of course, if you're going fast enough, like on a motorcycle, your helmet could lift your head up.
Right. It so gets you want to be careful
airborne.
That yours has that in it. Okay,
oh.
Jeff?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm wondering if mine doesn't then. The listing that I copied it off of looked exactly like my helmet, just a different size.
But what about inside? Did you take a picture of your
helmet? Well, the spoiler's
inside?
Not on the inside. I think, is it on the inside or the outside? I don't know.
There's probably a lot of motorcycle enthusiasts right now that are laughing their rear ends off at us right now.
But that's okay. Let them do it.
That's why we do the show, so someone gets a laugh.
Do you have any idea, John,
yeah, John
about what a helmet
you're
spoiler
a man.
Is? Oh, because he, well, no, it's not because he's a man. He owned two motorcycles when I met him.
Yeah. Well, now this raises a whole question because we're just assuming that whatever the spoiler is for this thing, it exists somewhere in that helmet on the outside.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would tell you to look that up a little further and see if yours has that in it, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you may want to take that word out of it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. That makes sense.
Griff, what about the pictures?
Well, so the pictures I like. Let me see if I can hover over them. Oh, yeah. Well, no. Hold on. I got a problem with this. Oh, darn it. Yeah, they're not very big, are they? So I would say, I mean, they're okay. It is a 4XL.
I can see everything.
Yeah, I love so I can read the warning, vehicle user's helmet. Oh, there's a warning with it. Flame spoiler half, it says. I see it in the bottom.
Oh, it does say that?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. But
well, because there's a half spoiler and a whole spoiler.
Is there a quarter spoiler?
I have no idea.
Because I don't have enough money for the half. The photos are really nice. They're really well lit. It's, you know, it's really hard to take a photo of a black item.
You've done a great job.
I see the sticker on the back. Oh, the cell phone did a good job. It says spoiler DOT certified. That's very good. Well, it's just forcing me to love it. Yeah, it's a nice helmet. What's the little bag that's on the left-hand side? What is that?
That's the inner lining. It snaps
on. Oh, the lining.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. This is a great helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like your photos. Big challenge, again, photographing something that's that dark. You've done an excellent job, so I'm going to give
you
high marks for that.
Thank you.
I assume you researched the price. I have no idea what the price
is. Yeah, I've in listening to your shows, I've heard you say on multiple occasions, don't undervalue merchandise.
Yeah.
When I've come across other people selling the same product, which I believe I did on this one, I mark mine slightly under theirs. And I started putting free shipping on all mine, 60-day returns, free returns to try and make mine more valuable to the buyer, potential buyer, than the other ones. But so I've kind of tossed back and forth about putting mine a dollar under the other listings.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think it's wise. I think you don't want to undercut the value for yourself, unless you can afford to, if that's part of your strategy. But at the same time, keeping just under the average price on eBay is smart, because people are going to say, well, this one's a little cheaper. I'm going to go with it. It's free shipping. I don't have to worry about calculating that. Yeah, I think I'll buy this one. Yeah, that's a ticket. I think it's more the case that it's such an unusual size, and there are very few people with heads as big as this. This is bigger than my head, I think. I'm pretty sure it is, because 26 inches is a big head. That's a huge head. I mean, that's like a monster head.
I'd like to have met the person that previously owned this thing.
I'm not so sure
you do. I don't think you want to meet him. At least maybe in a well-lit space you do. But
I don't want to get on his bad side. That's
No, you want to say Mr. and Sir. And
yes,
and you
want to be obsequious. I'd like to meet his mother and see if she's still sitting down.
They're not born that way,
26
hat.
That size. Okay.
God.
All right.
That's a huge head. That's a huge head.
So let's go down to item specifics.
Did I tell you it's a huge head?
Yes, you did.
Look at all the item specifics. It could not be better. Look at them all. They're fantastic. So I know exactly what I'm getting.
And then the description.
And the description.
I love this guy.
Yeah, the description's really good, because what I love about your description is it's short and to the point, but it has all of the things I need to know. So that I didn't know the liner is removable. That's great. It's constructed of fiberglass and it's reinforced with aramid. What's aramid?
One of your scents.
Oh. No, that's Aramis.
I have no idea what in the heck that is, but it says that on the inside of the helmet. So,
well, it's forcing me to believe it's fantastic now. So there it is.
Very good.
I think overall, you've got
31 feedback score. So you're brand new.
Well, newish.
Yeah.
100% positive feedback.
Yeah, it's good.
So what do you think, Griff?
Well, I tell you, I can't find anything to suggest improvement.
Me either.
So I have to give you a 5 by
me
default.
Me too.
I have
really?
To.
Well,
I have
thank
to give you,
you
a 5.
You. Oiler I mean, Man's proud of you,
of
Jeff. Oiler Man's proud of you. You need Oiler Man as a mentor also, I'll tell you.
We're going to have to be on the line at the same time sometime. I want to chat with this guy.
Ron, if you're listening, call in. Oiler
are
Man,
you going to,
888 Radio 30.
Jeff, are you going to eBay Open?
I wish I could. I have to sell more stuff on eBay, though. My mom sells on eBay, and she really wants to go. She needs the feedback. My goodness. She's got 1,000 items on eBay.
Wow.
And, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but she takes horrible photos.
Is that any way to talk to your mom?
We need your mom.
She's the one that got me into this, and I'm like, Mom, look at your photos. They're blurry as heck. The lighting is horrible. You don't crop your photos. And there's misspellings. And my goodness.
Well,
and
you know what? Either is that you or Griff?
My whole studio is falling apart.
Not me. Not me.
Okay. So, Jeff.
What?
So we either need
I'm not
to,
Jeff.
We either need to get your mother on this show to have a listing dish and start out with us and have us mentor her, or we mentor you, and then you can mentor her.
Or we call Health and Human Services because someone's abusing an elder.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe your mother's not a senior. I shouldn't say that.
She's getting there. Her 60th birthday was just a few days ago.
60?
So.
She's young.
She's young. She gets stressed out, so she looks a little older. I'm just kidding. My mom and I, we have a sense of humor like
that. Better be kidding.
I'm just thinking of, I don't think we've watched a mother-son relationship fall apart on the air before.
No, I'm surrogate for his mother right now, and I'm going to tell you sit down and hush up, Jeff.
Oh, come on, Lee. We love each other to death. We get along. I make fun of her how half her teeth are missing. It's great. We have
oh, my God!
You what? Oh, my heavens.
So, Jeff, I'm very excited. I think you're the first person we've given a 5 to on the first one.
I think we need to take the 5 back.
Oh, my goodness, really? Okay.
And I'm taking 2 of the points back for your mother, what you
right.
said about
oh,
your
no.
No.
Yeah, now
no.
you're a 3.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Jeff, keep us involved in your we'd love to watch your progress. Keep us involved. Any questions, any comments you have, give us a call. And we'd love to mentor you through this. It's very exciting.
And we'd like to console your mother, so have her call
Yes,
us.
And I want to meet your mother.
I will have her call in at some point, absolutely. She's a part-time nurse and full-time eBay seller. So I'm sure she can make some time, though.
Well, yeah, I used to live... Where is Applington when it compares to Cedar Rapids?
It's about 45 minutes to an hour away from Cedar Rapids. Oh, we're closer to Cedar Falls, Waterloo area, northeastern Iowa, really.
Okay.
It's right next door to Parkersburg, Iowa. In 2008, Parkersburg had a massive EF5 tornado that took out the south side of town, including my mom's house.
Oh.
So it's been in the national news. So they're famous for former football coach Ed Thomas. He was murdered back in 2009 by a former football player. So Parkersburg has been in the news for a lot of, unfortunately, negative things. But they've got an amazing football team for their school.
Yay! So. Parkersburg. What are they known as? The Parkersburg?
Applington Parkersburg Falcons.
Falcons. Go Falcons.
It just trips right off the tongue.
Yes, it does. Well, I did 9 months in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Really? What were you in for?
I was just going to ask that.
I was, no, I enjoyed it. I actually loved it. I had just switched from jazz to country music, and I got a job at a country station in Cedar Rapids.
Oh.
This was 1976, and the people of Cedar Rapids treated me beautifully. Seriously.
You were an adult in 1976. What? You're like 29, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can be sweet to someone.
That's the ticket. Jeff, send email to contest@voicemarketing.com that you won the dish towel, okay?
And congratulations.
Call us again.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Okay, it's time to be independent and give us a call at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio. Sask Griffin Lee.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia, but don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Indicia.com/international.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 414.
Before you can sell on eBay, you've got the source. Robin Johnson is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mama Asterisk Johnson. She explains the benefit of focusing on a niche with respect to scaling your business.
It allows you to not only be able to start to find things that you can go back to the well, but it helps save you time in the amount of research, and it allows you to increase profitability because you're making less guesswork when you buy, and you're actually buying things that you know will sell at a certain profit, and it's going to allow you to branch out and be able to buy new items that you can go back and restock over and over again. And that really allows you to grow your business.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin. Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Rush on over to your phone and call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Griff, have you tried promoted listings yet?
Yeah, I have, and I've had some success with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, top-rated sellers receive a $30 promoted listing credit each quarter.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And anchor-level store subscribers receive a quarterly $25 promoted listings credit. And top-rated anchor store subscribers receive both. And if you want to use your credit, you simply start using the promoted listings program. Your promoted listings credit will be reflected on your invoice within 30 days.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try.
A lot of people are asking about that. When, you know, when is it reflected?
Right.
It's a credit that's reflected on your invoice.
Yeah, I am.
Is that what you use? What did you use it?
When I had my cologne.
Oh, your cologne thing, yeah.
I sold out the whole lot.
That's right.
And most sold through promoted listings. So my price was good, and promoting the listing put it above the fold for many searches. And I think it resulted in a higher velocity of the sales of those items until they sold out. They sold out rather quickly. So they were priced attractively. It was expensive, but it was the least expensive of all the offers. What surprises me, by the way, when I was doing that research, not everyone listens to the show, not everyone pays attention to eBay's best practices, but there are, if you search for a particular item, and I'll give you an example. Yesterday I was on Facebook, and this little LED tiki light shows up. It's like a torch light that the flames look like they're flickering, and it's big, And I thought, that doesn't seem like a bad price. But I always say, I'm going to go look for this same item on eBay. And I almost always find it cheaper. But I also find it more expensive. So there, and I'm thinking, well, has the seller who listed this item researched other examples on eBay? Because there's an example here, of this particular item that has sales. It's been selling, but it's priced right. And this other listing with the price that's almost double is not selling. And I'm thinking, does the merchant care? Are they paying attention? There's a reason why this is not selling.
Exactly.
It's too expensive.
You need to watch those things. Well, you know
yes.
how we asked Oilerman to call in while Jeff was on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's gone, but here's Oilerman. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Lee. How about you and Griff?
We're doing okay. Good, but you've got a big fan out there. His name is Jeff. And I guess you didn't hear it, but he called in.
Yes, he did.
And he got a listing dish. He's brand new selling on eBay.
He said you're his mentor.
And you're his hero.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Jeff, if you're still listening, call us in. The only thing is we told him that you need to be his new mentor.
Well, I think I'll do what I can, but I think he should go to the experts, and they're named Griff and Lee.
Yeah, but you know what? Well. You need other people. Griff and Lee sell, well, Griff sells a lot on eBay. I don't. I sell very little on eBay. So you can really help him a lot because you're in the trenches and everything, and he's just was very complimentary about you. The only thing is, Ron.
Yeah.
You have to talk to him about his relationship with his mother. That's yeah.
Okay. We'll have to give him a holler. Have him message me through eBay, and we'll hook up that way.
Well, you...
Jeff, are you out there? If you're out there, Jeff, message me through eBay, or we'll work out some way.
All right. So, Ron, are you packed yet?
No, not yet. We'll wait till probably the week of the 17th. We'll start packing. We're still deciding what we're going to bring and how we're going to bring it and all that good stuff. And but Jess, I was looking at I got his ID. Those pictures, Griff. Those pictures are terrific.
Yeah, he's done really good work. Yeah, I have to admit. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, golly, the like you say, black is hard, and he picks up that detail,
yes,
that fine detail on the black helmet. I mean, I admire his photographic skills.
Well, Ron, he's doing it with his cell phone, he said.
Yeah. He's doing great pictures. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, listen, Ron, I hope you two get together, and he needs your help. And
this will be a two-way street. We can help each other.
Well, Ron, you also need to listen back to the segment.
Sure. Yes.
So you can hear him.
Okay. I'll go back and I'll listen back to it and get all the details and stuff. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and everybody else. And I don't mind all them hugsy, Betsy. I don't mind waiting for all those hugs. I'll go crazy for them.
You know how they have the clapping tunnel? Every year,
yeah.
eBay does the clapping tunnel. We need to do an Oiler Man hugging tunnel.
I love it. Love it, Lee. Okay.
Thank you, honey.
We'll look forward. Thank you.
Great
Bye.
To hear your voice. Thank you, Ron.
Bye,
yeah,
Ron.
He has become part of the show.
He's become part of our crew.
Absolutely.
Our circus.
Yep.
I would say.
Zoo.
Zoo. Oh, does that? Everyone uses that term.
We'll be the circus.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. We're listening for your calls, 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.
The Shine Award judges have spoken, and the stakes are high. The grand prize is $10,000. They've announced the three finalists in each of the five categories. Now it's up to you to pick the winners in eBay's second annual Small Business of the Year contest. You get one vote per category per eBay ID per day. Vote for your favorites through July 15th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Vote today and every day.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
One thing I've learned in the 14 years of producing eBay Radio is that eBay sellers come in all types. A listing, by and large, shows no socioeconomic markers. I can't tell where you were raised by merely looking at your listing, nor can I tell your education. There is one common thread that runs through the heart and soul of an entrepreneur, and that is determination. They never give up. and it's what separates the successful from the rest. The synonyms for determination are resolution, resolve, willpower, strength of character, and single-mindedness. Now, feel good about yourself.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.